His aunt was putting away some uneaten cakes and sandwiches when he arrived.
"Where is Gabriel Ernest?"
screamed Van Cheele. "He's taking little Jack Toop home," said his aunt calmly. "It was getting so late, I didn't want to send the dear little boy home alone. Isn't the sky beautiful this evening?" But Van Cheele had no time to talk about the beautiful sky. He ran like the wind down the narrow road that went to the Toop's house. On one side was the fast-running river. On the other was the dark hillside. "In a minute, I'll catch up with them," Van Cheele thought. Then the sun went down behind the hill, and the whole world became grey and cold. Van Cheele heard a short scream of fear, and he knew he was too late. Nobody ever saw little Jack Toop or Gabriel Ernest again. Gabriel Ernest's clothes were found lying in the road.
"Poor little Jack fell into the river," said Miss Van Cheele, "and dear Gabriel Ernest took off his clothes and jumped into the river to try to save him."
Mrs. Toop had 11 other children and did not cry too long for her lost son. But Miss Van Cheele was terribly sad about Gabriel Ernest. "He must have a memorial in the church," she said. She chose the words herself. "Gabriel Ernest, an unknown boy who bravely gave his life for another." Van Cheele usually did what his aunt wanted, but he refused to give any money at all for Gabriel Ernest's memorial.